Michelle. That was a beautiful song, beautifully sang. If you have your Bibles this morning, would you turn with me to the book of 1 John? 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Would you please stand with me for the reading of God's Word? 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. And as you're turning there, I want to reiterate what I feel the Holy Spirit has laid on my heart for this morning. This season, of course, is all about Jesus, but more specifically, it's all about God's love towards you and I. It's about God giving the greatest gift of all, His Son. And let His love fill your heart this Christmas season, like never before, because it could be the last one we spend here on planet Earth. Amen. I believe we're that close to the rapture of the church and the coming of the Lord Jesus. And wouldn't it be great to spend, it wouldn't be Christmas because it'd be no time, but wouldn't it be great next year to spend Christmas in heaven? Amen. Praise God. Know that He loves us so much. 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. And I want to preach for just a few moments this morning on the subject of what manner of love. Could we go to the Lord in prayer? Heavenly Father, this morning I thank You for the presence and the movement of Your Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, I thank You that You came after us. Lord God, that's what we set aside this time of year to celebrate. And Lord, I pray today that You'll fill our hearts with the love of God. As we open up and ask the Holy Spirit, that song was so ordered by You today, Lord. We want a mighty move of God in our hearts today. And Lord, let us not worry this season about gifts. I mean, if it's good we give them, but Lord, let us be touched by Your love afresh and anew. As we come close to the end of this year, starting a new year, which could be the last one we would spend on planet Earth. Lord, move in us today, and we'll give You all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. As you study the religions of the world, if you look at them strictly from a philosophical basis, you'll see clearly that one thing stands out about Christianity. And that in every other religion in the world, every other system of worship, involves you doing something for that particular deity or that object of worship. I want you to think about that for just a moment. I want to say it again. Every other system of worship that is known to man requires that mankind do something to gain the favor of that deity that is being worshipped. That is what so makes Christianity, of course it's the truth, but what makes it so unique to other systems of worship is that Christianity is all about the God who's being worshipped doing something for you. Praise God. Praise God. Man, I feel that this morning. It's all about Jehovah God, Christianity is, doing something for mankind. Every other religion requires that mankind do something for that deity. But this one, Christianity, is all about God doing something for you and I. When He broke through time and eternity on the backside of the desert in a little town called Bethlehem, It was all about God giving not only his son, but his perfect love in the form of his son. And that's why John writes here, what manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon us? You know, I couldn't help but thinking as I was preparing the message this week, the Lord took me back simply to John 3:16. Not this first John 3:16 we read this morning, but John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, hallelujah, through him, the perfect example of his love, the consummate example of his love, was embodied in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I couldn't help but think as I read that scripture and quoted it, you all know it by heart, of how, and I want to be careful how I say this, because all the Word of God, it's wonderful. It's breathed by the Holy Spirit. It's alive. But why is John 3:16 probably the most oft quoted? Because really, if you break it down, the entire theology of the Word of God and God's love and what God came to do, and really the entirety of the Bible itself, is encapsulated in those verses. For God is the first cause and effect of everything that has ever happened. It was his love that allowed the planets to be formed. It was his love that allowed you and I to be formed. It was his love that allowed you and I to be redeemed by Jesus Christ. It will be his love that allows us to live with him through all of eternity. And it's a perfect and undying love. And that we, the fallen sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, have had this wonderful love bestowed upon us in the form of Jesus Christ. God wants you and I to know simply this morning how much he loves us. And that we do not have to earn that love. We do not have to perform to get that love. That's what makes the God we serve so different and so unique from any other deity ever invented, because this God that we serve, Jehovah God, he is the true God. He's not an invented God. Like a favorite song of mine says from John Starnes years and years ago, called The God That Cannot Fail. It says he's the only one who ever gave his son. He's a God that cannot fail. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I feel that's Christmas. That's Christmas right there. If you want to know what Christmas is all about, it's that. God sending his love in the embodiment of his son Jesus Christ, bestowing that love upon us who do not deserve it, who can never earn it, but yet he still did it. What a God we serve. Hallelujah. Now that's got to put joy in your heart. I didn't say happiness, I said joy. That's got to make your heart do a little bit of a dance to know that God loves you. He loves me just the way we are, with all of our frailties, with all of our faults, with all of our failures. His love never quits. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The greatest and consummate example of his love and power was poured out that day on Calvary's Hill. It was the crossroads of God's love and power that kissed that day on the top of Calvary's Hill. And to all who place their faith in Jesus Christ and what he there performed on that cross, shedding his blood, giving his life as a sacrifice, God bestows his love upon you and I then in ways that our human minds cannot comprehend. And John here through the Holy Ghost wants us to know we are the objects of God's love. We are no longer the children of wrath. Hallelujah, don't you feel that this morning? That's Christmas. That's giving. That's the love of God. And God wants you to know he loves you this morning. He loves you just the way you are. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And in that beautiful verse, for God so loved. That means he had a passionate love for this world when it was bound in sin. When it had become so marred Not only we as humans, but the entirety of the planetary system was thrown into chaos when Adam and Eve disobeyed God. Everything fell. Not only Adam and Eve, everything fell with them. The animal kingdom fell with them. The plant life of planet Earth fell with them. Everything fell. The entire planetary system was affected by this thing called sin. But God did not quit loving. The victory that was won at Calvary's cross for you and I was a victory by pure love. I want you to think of that. Praise God. This Christmas season, that's what it's all about, is this manner of love that God has bestowed upon you and I, who did not deserve it, who could never earn it. What a God we serve. My, that's got to make you feel happy. Glory to God. It does me. And the Lord, as He instructed me to preach this message today, He said, go tell my people how much I love them. Remind them this holiday season, it's about me and my love. And my love overcoming sin for them. My love redeeming them. My love turning them into something they could never have been, glory to God. Where would we be? Give me my hand of praise. That's all right. Hallelujah. What manner of love? What manner of love? Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't help but want to get up and do a little song and dance over it. Amen. Clap your hands. Praise God. He so loved us when we were at our worst. For God so loved the world. The word in Greek there is cosmos. And it means everything He ever created in essence. For God so loved the world. He looked down and saw that we, the fallen sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, had no hope. He saw that this entire planetary system had no hope. For God so loved the world. He gave. Praise God. There's the key right there. There's no other God you ever read about ever given anything. You want to search Islam, you want to search Hinduism, you always have to do something for the God. But praise God with Jehovah, He gave. He gave. Glory to God. Glory to God. And what He gave was pure love from the very throne room when He sent Jesus Christ into this world. And I shouldn't say sent. Jesus willingly came, hallelujah, because Jesus was full of this love. No wonder John wrote, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. There's no other love like this, hallelujah. There's no other love that can conquer sin. There's no other love that can change a human heart. There's no other love that can make us ready for heaven. My Lord, that's Christmas. Glory to God. Yes, praise His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, we just need to stand to our feet right now and give Him praise. Give Him praise for His love. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank You. We praise You today for this manner of love that You have bestowed upon us. And hallelujah to Your name forever. Glory to God. Praise Him, church. Worship Him this morning. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. What manner of love, hallelujah, You have bestowed upon us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And while You're standing, I got to go on and preach it a little bit. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, and that He loved us, the text is saying, when we were at our worst. And when we exhibited faith in the love that was poured out at Calvary's cross, instantly the very next phrase in this text tells us we became His sons and daughters. Woo! Glory to God! We became His sons and daughters. The very second we put our faith in His conquering love, which was exhibited by Jesus Christ on the cross. The nails did not hold Jesus to the cross. The love of God held Jesus to the cross. It was love that brought Him out of the tomb. And it's love that bringing Him back again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. What manner of love. What manner of love. Be seated if you can. Praise God. What manner of love He's bestowed upon us. that we would be called the sons and daughters of God. That's right, Dennis. Let him bless you. Lord God, Lord, lay hands on Dennis right now. God wants to touch him. He needs a touch. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, we love our brother. And you know what's going on, Lord, and you know you hold the answer and you love him. Let your love fall on him right now in a special way, Lord Jesus. Let your love just overcome him and let him know he is victorious because of the love that you have bestowed upon him. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, church, stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Musicians, would you come? Michelle, would you come? The Holy Ghost wants to serve us this morning. It's yours, Lord. It's yours, Lord. I don't want to get in your way, Father. It's yours. He's telling me now, let me love on my people. Let me pour out my love afresh and anew upon them. Let me minister my love brand new unto them today. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I dare not say some of you, but most of you need to hear this message from the Holy Ghost this morning. He loves you. He loves you. He's never quit loving you. He is everything in your life that he's performing right now is because of his love for you. Let that love fill your heart because the love of God and the power of God are inextricably bound together. And as I said, they were displayed on Calvary's cross, where his love was shown forth to mankind and his power was shown forth to mankind. Power to cleanse from sin. Power to break the power of sin's nature. Power to deliver us in every way and to allow our hearts to be filled with this glorious love that he has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons and daughters of the Most High God. My Lord, what a God we serve. For God so loved the world, he gave. He gave. He's given to you right now. He's never quit giving. I dare say that that's the essence of God, is to give. And what he has to give is his love, which is the greatest thing of all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel a mighty move of the Lord. God's answering our prayer that we sang in that song this morning. Michelle, can you play that? Do you know how to play it? Do you have the music to it? That's fine. Who can do it? Andy, would you play that song? Singers, would you all come and help Michelle sing that? Praise God. Praise God. Oh, he loves you and me. He's never quit loving. He's never quit giving. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. My Lord, not only did he give his love to us, he gave his only Son to prove that love, to prove that love to you and I. He gave us Jesus, and Jesus willingly came. And what did Jesus do? He gave. Praise God. Him being the embodiment of God's love and grace and power in human form, he exhibited God's character, and that he gave. He gave his life. Like the song says, what more could he do? Some of you have begun to doubt God's love for you. And God just wants you to know how much he does love you. And it's a love that's not predicated upon your performance or on what you do. He loves you. God is love. The same book of John tells us God is love. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. And he not only exhibited that love by giving his Son, but that through what Jesus did on the cross, he calls us his sons and daughters now, redeemed by that precious blood that Jesus gave to cleanse our sin. Now, no wonder the Word says it so beautifully. And before we go to the altar service, the Holy Spirit's leading on me to touch it. John wrote and said, every man who hath this hope in him purifieth himself. Wow. Not only does God's love give us cleansing from all of our sin, it's having this hope and this confirmation that the Holy Spirit gives that what Jesus did on the cross was totally sufficient. It makes us pure in the sight of God. My Lord, my Lord, what a gift. What a gift. It says, every man who has this hope in him, talking about on the inside of you and having it in Christ, purifieth himself even as he is pure. Wow. Wow. I don't know about you all, but if I take a look at my life, it scares me sometimes because I know I ain't all that pure. But praise God and God's giving love to us. He loved us enough to make a way for us to be pure in his sight. Even when in our flesh we are so impure and unholy, in his great love, that would have been enough. Not only does he cleanse us from sin, but through the precious blood of Jesus poured out in love for you and me, he makes it so that he can look upon us as if there is no sin whatsoever in us. My Lord, what man, no wonder John wrote it this way under the unction of the Holy Spirit. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. It's a love that's unfathomable to the human mind. And right now, we're only catching little bits of it. As glorious as I know you're feeling in your souls right now, I'm feeling the same thing. It's just a foretaste of what's coming. Hold on. Hold on. He loves you. He loves you. Whatever's going on in your life right now, it's temporary. It's going to pass. And the Holy Spirit just told me to remind us all of this. His love has already overcome it. His love has already overcome whatever has your mind weighed down, whatever you feel you can't go through, whatever you're afraid of today. Let his love saturate your soul and spirit, and let the Holy Ghost of God affirm to you this great love that the Father hath bestowed upon us. Because you know what? It's too hard for us to believe as humans. Really. It takes, his love is so wonderful and so beautiful towards us that it takes the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can grasp any of it. It's beyond us as humans. But that's what we're feeling in the sanctuary this morning. The Holy Spirit has fallen, and he is reminding us of what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Praise God. And that he doesn't love us based on our performance. We can't earn his love. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That in and of itself to me is such a proof of Christianity and the validity of the Bible and who Jesus Christ was. There's no other God like him. In any other system of worship, you won't find it. Where the God gives to those under him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad we don't have to chant a mantra this morning. I'm glad we don't have to go to a man who wears his collar backwards and ask him to forgive our sins because he's just as messed up as we are. We have a high priest in Jesus Christ who loves us and gave himself for us. Praise God, praise God. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons and daughters of God. Oh, I can't let that go just yet. The Holy Spirit's telling me to press it. Press it hard. What does that mean? We are called the sons and daughters of God. How does God treat his son? Huh? How does he treat Jesus Christ? What that scripture is telling us, that because of our faith and what Jesus did, pouring out his liquid, perfect shed blood of love on Calvary's cross. It says that God will treat us no different than he treats Jesus Christ himself. My Lord, if that don't make your heart skip a few beats, let us call the ambulance for you. Mm-hmm. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Don't you feel it today? Don't you feel the Holy Spirit discoursing through your soul today to tell you he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And that love guarantees your victory in this life. That love guarantees your victory in this life. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to ask them to sing it now. The Lord's telling me to quit. Open up your heart to him today. We need to press in on this today. The Holy Spirit is touching this today. And I don't know what he's wanting to do in every heart. I don't need to know. But he's created that hunger now. And the Bible, the promise of God says, Jesus said it in Matthew 5, as he gave this what's called the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed. That word means happy, joyous, exceedingly glad. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Whew! Praise God, I feel that this morning. Sing that, you all. Sing that song. And lift your hands.
Lord, I'm hungry for a mighty move of God. Lord, I'm thirsty for a your Holy Ghost. Lord, I want to see the hand of God move mightily inside of me. I'm hungry for
praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, we're hungry today. Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit, affirm to us what manner of love, hallelujah, you bestowed upon us, your children. That you call us your sons and daughters and you make us pure, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God, praise God.
Lord,
I want to ask everybody who would you come and present yourself
for
at the altar this morning?
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
More of your Holy Ghost, Lord, I want to see the
as we stand in his presence today at this altar, lift your hands to him in submission.
I'm hungry.
Let him love
for
you today.
Move of God. Lord,
let a fresh
I'm
flow
thirsty.
Of his precious love fill your heart today.
Pour out your Holy Ghost. Lord, I want to see the hand of God mightily inside of me. I'm hungry for a move of God.
He's filling your hungry heart now as you cry out to him.
I'm hungry.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The Holy Ghost is being poured out right now. He's reminding you what manner of love he has bestowed upon you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I'm hungry.
Thank you, Lord
for
Jesus.
A mighty move of God. Lord, I'm thirsty.
Pour
out your Holy Ghost.
Thank you for your love.
Lord, I want
gives
to
gives
see
gives.
The hand of God mightily inside of me. I'm hungry.
Yes, Lord.
For a move of God.
We move in our hearts, Lord. Lord, burn
Lord,
up the junk.
I want to see
send your Holy Spirit of fire.
God,
burn up the chaff and the junk that's in our hearts.
Inside of me, I'm hungry.
Fill it with your precious love, brand new, for every soul and every spirit in the sanctuary today. Give us
Lord,
all a fresh revelation of what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us.
Inside of me, I'm hungry for a
praise God, praise God, praise God. Sing it again, you all. Start it again,
Lord,
and as they're singing,
I'm hungry for a mighty yes, move of God. Lord,
let
I'm
him have
thirsty.
His way with you today. like unto you. You're the only God. You're the only true God there is. We thank you for the love that's poured out of us through Jesus Christ and His precious blood. Renew the joy of our salvation unto us today, Lord Jesus. Lord, for everyone who may have been doubting, give them a fresh revelation of what manner of love you have poured out upon us, making us your sons and your daughters.
Lord, I want to see the hand of God
move mightily like you inside of me. Because in Him we have been made, in Him we're made the righteousness of God. In Him we're made to be holy unto you, Lord Jesus.
For a mighty move of God, Lord, I'm thirsty.
He is moving mightily right now.
Pour out your Holy Ghost, Lord, I want to see the hand of God move mightily inside of me.
He is doing just that now, I know.
For a move of God.
Praise God, praise God, praise God.
I'm hungry for a mighty move of God, Lord, I'm thirsty.
Obvious that I'd just scratch the surface on what I was going to preach today, but the Holy Spirit has preached it. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let Him bless you right now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God, praise God, praise God. The Bible tells us that perfect love casts out all fear. And that really the root of all of our fears as humans is the fear of death. But in Christ, we have eternal life. I want to read a scripture to you. I was going to bring it out in the message, but as I said, the Holy Spirit, as He's taught me one more time, He's the greatest preacher that there is. There's none that can match Him. He can in seconds impart the truth of God to a human heart that years of preaching sometimes can't accomplish. And I believe in the preaching of the Word. I'm not saying that, but I think it's so beautiful when the Holy Spirit takes over like He did today and He preaches the message. I want to read something to you out of the same chapter 3, verse 20. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. What's the scripture saying there, if our heart condemn us? Sometimes we as humans, if we get our focus off of the grace and mercy and love of God that is poured out to us through the cross of Christ, we get our eyes off of that, we'll begin to condemn ourselves. We'll begin to condemn ourselves and say we're no good. And without the shed blood of Christ, that's the truth. But we're in Him. That's what we must never forget. And John says, if our heart condemns us, the God that we serve and His love is greater than even human and what we believe about ourselves. His love is greater than human condemnation. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, I felt a wave of the Holy Ghost go through this place when we said that. His love is greater than our condemnation, praise God. But look at what he says in verse 21. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not. In other words, when we understand there is therefore now no condemnation in Christ Jesus. For if our heart condemn us not, listen to this, then we have confidence toward God. Wow! What does that mean? That means when we realize and walk in the glorious truth and love of God through which Jesus provided for us at Calvary's cross, and we make that the focus and the object of our faith, we can never feel condemned because we're not looking internally at us. We're looking externally to the Son of God to provide the holiness and the righteousness and the purity. That's why John wrote, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. That's greater than even our self-condemnation. That God will work with us to get us past that, to refocus us on the cross. And then when He refocuses us on the cross, guess what? The Holy Spirit fills our heart and life with confidence toward Him. I feel I just need to press on that just a moment. Confidence. That means that we have an assurance from the Holy Spirit that we're holy, we're righteous, and we're the sons and daughters of God. Man, that's confidence. Amen. That's confidence. Amen? When you can have that in your heart and soul and spirit, it says toward God. That means we know He loves us. That means the Holy Spirit, because of our faith being in the right place, is continually reminding us He loves us. And it makes us love other people then. It makes us let go of things that people have done to us. We can't harbor unforgiveness and hatred in our heart. The Holy Spirit won't allow it. Because let me tell you, we've all done wrong. We've all done wrong. And nobody's worthy. Nobody's worthy of being treated mean over some wrong they've done to us, because we've all done wrong to other people. But when we have this confidence toward God, we know He forgave me for so much. He's wiped away all of my sin and all of my wrongdoing. How can I hold on to anything against my brother or sister, even though it may have been dead wrong what they did? That's not the issue. It's we have a confidence of knowing He loves me. He forgave me. And I'm full of His love. I'm the object of His love. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we are called the sons and daughters of God. Praise God. Got to go back and read verse 2 now. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. What a statement. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. In other words, we don't know how wonderful the consummation of this love is going to be when we're in a glorified body. Man, when that trump sounds and the rapture takes place, Phil, we can't get our mind around how glorious it's going to be. That's the meaning of this scripture. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. We got a glimpse of it, and we have the hope and promise of God in this word that one day we're going to get a glorified body that's never going to wear out, never going to grow old. We're going to rule and reign with Jesus Christ and live in the eternal heavenly Jerusalem forever. Hallelujah. That's the promise of God, but it's so wonderful and so glorious. We can't get our mind around it. That's what John's talking about. It did not yet appear yet what we shall be. But look at this. But we know. But we know. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you know this morning? Because of the manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Praise God. Praise God. Lost my place. Excuse me. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that. We know that. When He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And we just got a little glimpse of that in Revelation chapter 1, where John saw Him in His glory. We're going to look just like Him, praise God. We're going to have the glorified pure white robe, hair white like wool, feet as burning brass due to the purity of the skin that we're going to have in a glorified body. Praise God. Church, what manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon us? Man, I feel like I've had Christmas here this morning. Amen. I don't need no tree, no Santa Claus, no gifts. Well, I've got to take that back. There's a few things I want. And Ravonna, I'm going to let you know. No. No, I'm being facetious. We got the love of the Father this holiday season. And not only through the holiday season, as long as we keep our faith in Jesus Christ. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons and daughters of God. And now we are the sons and daughters of God. And we can't really get our mind around it. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But this we know. Praise God. This we know. We shall be like Him. Woo! Glory to God. What a love. What a love. Give Him a hand of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask him to sing that song one more time before we're dismissed. And I feel the Holy Spirit has really brought forth the word in a unique and special way today. But as they're singing that, I'm hungry for a move of God. The move of God we all need is exactly what this song is singing about. We need a continued and ongoing revelation of His love for us that gives us a confidence toward God. That's the greatest thing God can give you and I. We may think we need a lot of other things materially in this life. He's promised to provide all that. He's promised that. That's such a given. But we so, as humans, are so quick to get our focus off where it needs to be. And let the Holy Spirit, one last time as they sing this song, let Him pour His love and grace and mercy on you one more time. And give you, I pray, such a powerful move in your heart that you'll never forget this day as long as you live. That you'll always go back whenever the enemy tries to creep into your mind with doubt or you try to condemn yourself. That you'll always go back to 1 John chapter 3 and read it and know I'm the object of His love and nothing can ever change that. That's the kind of move of God that I believe the Holy Spirit wants to give in our hearts today. Let Him. Let Him. I believe He has already, but just to so-called put the spiritual cherry on the beautiful cake that He's made today. Let's sing it one more time, Andy, and worship Him as you do.
Lord, I'm hungry for a mighty move of God.
It is mighty, Lord, to love.
Lord, I'm thirsty.
Yes, Lord. Praise today. Lord, we worship You. We give You praise today, Lord. We thank You for the love that You bestowed upon us, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it over to Ravonna here in just a minute. Would you come dismiss us in prayer, Ravonna? I know you got some announcements to make. This Saturday night, we're going to be having our Christmas dinner here at the church, and she's going to fill you in on that. What time is that going to start? I'll just let you tell them everything. I'll turn it over to you in a second, huh? But please come be with us if you can. I wanted to remind you today before we dismiss you that on the 22nd and on the 29th of December, those are Wednesday nights, the two Wednesdays through the holidays, we will not be having service then. We're going to have our Christmas service on the 19th. There's going to be some special singing. And please plan on being with us then. I've heard some of the stuff they're going to be doing musically. And they're going to incorporate some graphics with it. And I believe it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful time of worship. I know it is. So come be with us. Plan to be with us on the 19th. And then I know everybody will be on the road and traveling probably through the holidays. But we'll still be having church on the 26th. We will be having service. We're probably going to start a little bit later than normal. I'll put out a phone tree for you, probably about 11 o'clock. And I just want to have a service where we get together and read the Word of God and celebrate this great love of Jesus. At this time, we celebrate his birthday. I know he wasn't born in December at all. Couldn't have been if you study your Bible. But we're just setting aside this time to worship and praise him and honor him coming into the world. So we will be having service on the 26th. Plan on being with us for that. And I think that's all the announcements I have. I'm going to turn it over to Ravonna now to dismiss us in prayer and give whatever announcement she needs to make about the dinner next week.